It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Tonight is the first in a series of KUT forums with candidates for Austin City Council seats in this November's election. Up first, District 1. The candidate forum starts at 7 tonight at Wesley United Methodist Church on San Bernard Street. With more on the district and the race, here's KUT's Audrey McGlinchey. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Jennifer.
So first of all, Audrey, tell us a little bit about District 1.
For folks who don't know, District 1 is most of central East Austin. So we're talking about east of 35, around East 12th Street, out to far East Austin, places like Springdale, and then really to the edges of Austin.
And who is the current council member that represents District 1?
Councilmember Ora Houston has represented District 1 since 2015.
And who is running for the District 1 council seat in this election?
So we have six people running in this council race. And actually, Ora Houston is not seeking re-election. So it's a pretty wide open race. Not a ton of people are probably familiar names to people. But we have, you know, we have community members, we have organizers, we have local business owners, we have someone who chaired the Travis County Democratic Party. So there's a couple names in there people might recognize.
Why did Councilmember Houston decide not to run for re-election?
So she really just said she wanted more time for her family, some time to travel. Those are really the only things she told us.
So, Audrey, what are the major issues that District 1 residents will be thinking about as they're watching this campaign and as they go to the polls?
So I think there's been a lot of media coverage about the area that encompasses District 1 for a couple of years now. And a lot of the stories coming out of District 1 have been about gentrification and a lot of the rapid demographic changes that we're seeing in the area. For folks who are unfamiliar with Austin's history, District 1, before it was District 1, Central East Austin was the home of a historically black neighborhood in Austin because of racist policies that pushed people to that part of town. And recently, as home prices have risen in Austin, property taxes have risen, we've heard a lot of stories of homeowners feeling like they can no longer afford to live here, renters who can no longer afford to live here, and a lot of people moving out specifically from that area in Austin to suburbs of the city.
Is there anything about this group of candidates that's likely to stand out to voters as they're trying to decide among six people?
Definitely. So one of the candidates, Lewis Conway Jr., actually has a felony record. He is formerly incarcerated. And earlier this summer, that created kind of a lot of confusion at the city. So according to the state reads Texas election law to say that someone who has been convicted of a felony but has not been pardoned by the governor or otherwise gotten a ruling from a judge saying that they're eligible to run for office cannot run for office in the state of Texas. And that's the communication they gave to the city. The city clerk for a couple of days actually said Lewis was not able to run, and she went back on that decision. Folks voting will see him on the ballot. He is, as the city says right now, eligible. If he wins this race, this discussion may take place again. We might have the discussion again of whether he's eligible to hold this office.
Audrey McGlinchey covers City of Austin policy and politics for KUT. Thanks, Audrey.
Thanks, Jen.
Tonight's District 1 Candidates Forum starts at 7 o'clock at Wesley United Methodist Church on San Bernard Street. You can find a link to more information at KUT.org. The deadline to register to vote in the November 6th election is October 9th. You can find more information about registering to vote at KUT.org.